recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a therapist listening, you already know your work doesn't magically end when the session does. There's scheduling, notes, billing, insurance follow-ups, all of the admin that happens before and after the work you actually care about. That's where Simple Practice comes in. Simple Practice is an all-in-one EHR built specifically for therapists with HIPAA-compliant tools and high-trust certification. No juggling systems or cutting corners just to keep things moving. Scheduling, documentation, billing, insurance, client communication, even automated appointment reminders, it all lives in one place. And if you're starting or growing a practice, Simple Practice also offers a credentialing service that helps simplify insurance enrollment, which can be a huge lift alone. It's no surprise Simple Practice is trusted by over 250,000 health and wellness professionals. Start with a 7-day free trial, then get 50% off your first 3 months. Go to simplepractice.com to claim the offer. That's simplepractice.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have Joey D coming in hot. You have Mikey V as well. Fellas, happy holidays to both of you. Very, very good to see you. And of course, welcome back to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, our home.
A very, very merry. Welcome. Welcome in. Welcome in.
Good to see you, Michael. Joseph, how are you today?
I'm all right. A little tired.
Are you tired?
A little bit, yeah. What? It's kind of like a rainy day here today. I'm kind of like just a slow start. Getting in the gym today was fucking tough, man.
Cash it. I didn't cash it.
Cash what? It.
Oh, I said a 90.5 second over-under until you would mention that you went to the gym. That's it. That's it. That's a quick cash. You play Layla, dog. Check mark.
You're sick.
I set the over-under. Bob took the under. Don't get mad at me. He took the under. Bob cash.
No, he did text me. He goes, over-under 90 seconds. Still Joe mentions that he was in the gym. Anybody that Joey D interacts with now, he'll tell them about the fast.
I'm doing good.
You are doing good. But don't get mad that like that was fun. That's a fun bet.
I tell you, it would be fun is if we could get a few bets to ride on collectively. When
go Army beat Navy. Go Army.
I'm all
big in on the Army train today.
Oh, dude, we got UFC tonight as well, Mike.
There you go.
Wanted you to come.
Mikey. Yeah, I know, bro. I know.
In your defense, though, Mikey, I mean,
it was last minute.
It was a late offer.
So yeah. There was this there. Bob, don't take this the wrong way. Tremendous. Don't take this the wrong way, Bob. But somebody earlier in the week before you had texted me sent me a meme, and the meme was like, people with kids be like, people without kids be like, and it was like, do you want to go to Africa this weekend? And then I swear to God, the next day, Bob texts me like, Michael, are you doing anything Saturday? No, I'm thinking maybe he's going to be around New Jersey or something. Maybe he's going to be up here. I don't know. I go, no, I don't think I have anything planned. He goes, you want to fly to Tampa? Dana's going to hook it up for UFC. The timing was impeccable. It was impeccable. It was so good. I would 100, if it was not the holidays and Christmas wasn't around the corner, I'd 100% would have went out. 100%.
We really wanted you here.
Well, listen, you guys, I'm sure. Now, this is a regular, this is not, I don't have to buy it, right? This is on ESPN Plus. You could just watch it.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's
not
good.
Like not a, that I wouldn't, I would order something. It, yeah. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the bit? What's the main card tonight?
Colby Covington, who is a big
name.
Oh God, and is he a lot? I mean, everybody now just hates him. I mean, he just
is that the like pro Trump guy, like the real.
He's very American.
Guy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He wears the cowboy hat, or that's not him.
No. We're all.
He's the guy who was making fun of the guy whose dad died last time. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That was the craziest. It was Leon Edwards. It was the craziest press conference I have ever seen. And me and my dad were there. And he said, "I'll see your dad in hell." He's like, "I'm gonna take you to the seventh layer of hell." He goes, "I'll say hello to your dad while we're there."
Oh man.
And but this Leon,
was This wasn't the guy, though, in the last pay-per-view that Trump was at that was, like, hugging him and taking pictures with him that was getting his balls broken for that. He's another big Trump guy. He's a fighter. That's not
him. Yeah, but to be honest, though, when Trump's there, they all do that. After they win, they all go over to him. Okay. But this guy,
I mean,
literally,
Jones remember, was doing the Trump dance.
Which, look, like, that was pretty funny. That was pretty fucking funny. But Colby Covington, like, thinks he's the reason that Trump was elected. Like, he thinks it's, like, he thinks it's him.
He doesn't actually think that, does he?
I really do believe that he does think that. I mean, look, the guy's entertaining, but, I mean, yeah, when he said that at the press conference, it was fucking wild. And then, they go into the octagon and it's game on and you're rooting for Leon Edwards so bad because after, he hears that. He kept
his composure pretty good, too, I remember.
He was pretty good sport about it.
Well, I'm saying Leon Edwards dominated, but he was pretty composed about that. Like, he could have went off the rails. Some of these guys are, like, just a ticking time bomb.
You have to be a little mentally different to do what these guys do, bro. Like,
they're different.
You have to be wired mentally a little bit. Like, John Jones is not a normal thinking human being. Like, he's, and most of them aren't. Like, actually, when I see a guy like Cormier, like when you see a guy like Daniel Cormier, like, he actually to me is like, I'm actually surprised at how, because he seems like a very normal, down-to-earth kind of guy. He doesn't seem like he's crazy in the head. These other guys, like, some of them is just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, McGregor and John Jones and this guy, Covington. And, I mean, they're just nuts. I mean, these guys are crazy.
What about Pereira, dude? That guy looks
another
like
guy who's scary, motherfucker.
Also, another guy to be doing this, it's not like unless you're one of the big dogs, it's not like you're making a ton of money to go in and do this. It's not like the pay is crazy. You know, when you're the John Joneses of the world and the Pereiras, like, but they're not making a ton of money.
And they're modern day gladiators, dude. And when you sit down there in that close vicinity to the cage, it just amplifies everything. Because you watch it on TV, you're like, oh, yeah, this is crazy. But when you're in there and you see them getting in, oh, my God. I mean, Mikey, you were there. You caught a mouth guard. I mean, you were right there in the fucking.
What do you do with that?
Did you just throw it on the ground?
Dude, I forgot it, dude. At the arena.
Yeah, that sucks,
which was sucked.
By the way.
Yeah.
We would have so much fun with that.
Yeah, I would have, I'd hang it right on the wall.
Next to the Kanga. Yeah. Yo, he'd have it on the Kanga cooler.
That's right. I'd put it right there.
He'd be keeping it fresh and cool.
Yeah.
I would hang it right on the wall.
When he threw that mouthpiece, to see that mouthpiece in the air and then me cracking up and just going, Mikey.
It's like slow-mo, man. It was wild.
Mikey, you had behind you in the background last week kettle chips or something, which is why some people thought I said a kettle of fish, which, by the way, is a real saying. And I had people backing me up for that in the comments.
Those chips are like Himalayan pink salt kettle, crunkle chips, like the Ridge chips. And I'm not a big, like, regular potato chips person. Like, regular potato chips don't do it for me. Like, Lay's and...
What makes them kettle, though?
When you do the Ruffle, I don't know. I don't even know if that's real, but they do.
They're crunchier,
though. They're super crunchy. I don't like potato chips. Those chips, though.
Mike, did you ever have the old school, old Dutch crunch chips? Did you ever have those?
What'd the bag look like?
I gotta pull it up.
Is it like the one with, like, the little house on it? I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell. If it was,
it might be.
If it was, then I know
it had the windmill. It had the windmill on it. I think.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing them in the delis. Those and the other one that was like they had those chips, like the Vicky's, like the super, like
they're still there though.
Like that's like a big.
These were the OGs,
oil and vinegar, whatever.
I gotta put. Where's the picture here? These were the OGs, Mikey.
No, I never had that.
Oh,
those were tremendous.
You
ever seen that, Bob?
No, that looks like a 12 case of beer.
Old Dutch original. Goes down smooth. Finishes even smoother.
They were like rigid, man. They were really good. Really good.
But Miss Vicky's is still kicking.
Miss Vicky's was a big one. That I remember. Isn't there like a pickle on that bag? Or am I crazy also? Is that insane?
Pickle?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I remember by like association with like pictures and stuff. I'm like a child.
Ask you guys something? I know I'm gonna get just ripped for this, but I really want to ask you guys. I get it's a me problem, and that's why I'm doing this, and I'm sticking to it. I am so I'm just so sick and tired of hearing people talk about The Sopranos and me not being on board. No, 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 no. Hear me out. Hear me
But
out.
you've watched it though.
No, he didn't.
I've
Yeah, he
hold
did.
on now,
He
Joseph.
watched half of season one.
That's correct. That's correct. But I finally said to myself, I was like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, I know it's a me problem because people say it, numerous amount of people obviously say it's the
Greatest show
greatest
of all
show.
time.
Correct.
It's
So
unbelievable.
I understand it's a me problem. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna fucking power through. Some people say you just gotta get by the first season, which to me is
I think
always
the first
insane.
season's awesome. See,
It's the worst season for sure of all the seasons. It's the worst.
No way. The
Can
last
I
couple
finish?
seasons were bomb. Sorry, Bob.
That,
Sorry.
but that's
Sorry.
why, but that's, but first off, when people say, oh, you got to get through the first season, to get through the first season, that's a lot of time. I mean, that's fucking
12
10.
hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of time you're taking to get by. But I said, it's definitely a me problem. I am going to power through and I'm going to get this. I'm not going to have my phone going. Like, I'm going to be dialed in. And I have
Easy.
been. No. I have been locked in. I'm on
And
episode. They're at college now.
oh, great episode.
Oh yeah.
Great episode.
Did he kill the snitch? The old
What
rep?
the fuck,
Joe,
man?
what
It's
the
just
f
unbelievable,
What the fuck
dude.
is
It's
wrong? He said
just
he's on the
different.
college episode. That's
But that
past
means
that.
he's on it. It doesn't mean
I
he's
didn't
finished with
finish the
it.
episode. I'm on the episode.
Oh
I
man, I'm
know,
sorry. I
man.
misunderstood. I misunderstood. It's a great episode. Bro,
Bro,
this
this
guy, bro.
bro, how right now, and I'm sticking with
Great
it,
episode though.
but would you agree though, like till now, it's nothing special at all. It's kind of boring. Not boring. I mean, there's just nothing, right?
There's a
Like, could
lot of
you?
character development in the first season, Bob, because you got to get to know the players, who they are, what they're about. And then I will say, like, what when you get closer to the end of season one, it starts ramping up. Season three, to me, is as good a season of when you have Ralph
That's Ralph Cifaretto.
Okay, but I'm
Don't
not
give
gonna
him.
say
That's not a
anything.
spoiler. That's not a spoiler.
No.
Not a
Ralph
spoiler.
Cifaretto,
Yeah,
to
he's
me,
great.
is one of the greatest
He's great.
characters in any TV show. Bob, it gets so good that
Yeah, it
you're going to
does.
be hooked and the episodes are going to start
That's
flying.
good.
It's
From
good.
season two to season two through four, two, three,
It's
and four are the greatest seasons of
okay,
TV
that's good to
ever.
know. But how did they know they were going to get renewed? Like, how did they
They
know? It
didn't. It was a
was
massive hit though, Bob. The pilot, after the pilot episode, it was a massive hit.
really.
I think that you're so used to a lot of these shows, like they built their foundational, like not the story per se, but like the plot structure and the structure of the show, the anti-hero, Tony Soprano. That was the basis of like, and what's his name? The
Breaking
guy,
Bad.
the actor who played Walter White, I forget his name, I'm sorry.
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston says there would be no Walter White without Tony
Yes.
Soprano. A lot of these shows that you're used to that maybe did things differently and maybe better in some respects built the foundation off of what the Sopranos did. So
It's,
I think it was
yeah.
so influential. Maybe you've seen it now ad nauseum, just in a different capacity. So now you're like, yo, like this is a little boring. But I would say with Joe, stick to it because season
Okay,
two,
I
three, and
will.
four are incredible.
It is the first show where the, like you said, Mikey, the protagonist is the main character that
Anti-hero.
you're rooting for him, even though you
He's
know
a
he's a
bad
bad
guy.
guy. But you get to know him, Bob, so much through the seasons, and then he just gets fatter. He's eating all the time, and it's like you become like so used to his antics that you start rooting for him, and he's not a
You
good guy.
know, that era of television, like early 2000s, very early 2000s, it like coincided the same thing with like wrestling. When pro wrestling was at its peak, it was like the anti-hero. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin, who was like, they never had a major wrestling hero who wasn't just like a good guy, just a straight good. He played like this guy who was like a bad guy, but everybody
Like a
fucking loved
heel.
him. And that was the same thing with Tony Soprano. So that was the kind of like the cultural shift at that time, which is pretty interesting. Bob, do you watch the Melfi scenes with the psychiatrist? That's probably a tough
Oh.
lift for you watching that when he goes to see the therapist. Is that rough for
Yeah,
you?
I hate those scenes. I just
See,
it
yeah, I'm
just
not
it
surprised
gets
by it.
better
I'm
though
not
because
surprised.
he's well,
it's
no, because
terrible.
it
It just
gets
shuts everything
more.
off.
No, because as it goes on, he explodes. It goes crazy.
Okay, all I guess I want to know though is you guys, I'm not crazy to say what I'm saying to this point. I'm in it. I'm going to stick through, but I'm not crazy to say what I'm saying that it's not the greatest where I'm at now is it's kind of slow. There's nothing
it gets
special.
Better. It gets better.
I agree. I'm sure it does. But to now, can you just tell me that I'm not crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
All right, thank you, Joe. Go
ahead. You know who?
You know what? You are crazy. Dude.
Fuck you, dude. You are fucking you're crazy. Such a. Good luck getting through the season, dog.
I just got through the college episode. Yeah. I already know.
Yeah, you sure did. Don't even need to. You just skip to the next one.
Crazy,
but you know what? I think it is too, Bob. The mom really kind of, to me, the mom was kind of just a depressing character. It didn't make.
Who, Edie Falco?
Yeah, the mom was
Carmella.
I like the mom.
No, Tony's mom,
Olivia Soprano.
She's awful.
Yeah,
she's excellent, but she's a tough.
Though. It's a tough watch with that. I agree.
Let me
with,
tell you something. She plays.
She's unbelievable.
Team.
Yeah,
she plays to
the
a
old
team.
Italian woman.
That old miserable, like joyless, sucking the joy out of you, Italian mother. Like it is to the T. So incredibly good.
Yeah, she is really good, but I do see that would be tough on Bob.
And honestly, Melfi too is the psychiatrist, Lorraine Bracco. She was awesome also. But those scenes, notoriously, like they say, like if you're not like a super soprano fan, like those scenes are the toughest scenes to get through. The therapy.
Originally, Dr. Melfi was supposed to be Carmella.
Carmella, right, yeah. And Bracco was going to be Tony's wife. And they flipped it. Yeah, I think they did the right thing there, obviously. I mean, Edie Falco was incredible.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
By the way, both your gifts are taken care of, by the way. You guys
are you guys are in the mail also, by the way.
We're both in the mail.
You're both in the mail right now.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought we were waiting till this episode till we were going to do the pick your Santa thing.
Oh, yeah. I fucked that up. I definitely fucked
so
that up.
So you guys have both got me gifts. I haven't gotten anybody anything.
That's
I thought
right.
We were waiting.
But we could still do the white elephant without. I mean, we could still do it.
White elephant?
What do you mean white?
Yeah,
what,
I don't think
white
we
elephant.
Do the white. No, because the white elephant's like you got to grab the gift and then you could hold it or trade it, right? You say you get the other one. Secret Santa's the one where you
Secret
just don't
Santa
know
Secret
Santa's
what
have.
It's called, not white elephant.
No, there is a thing called
there
white,
is
elephant.
A white elephant.
It's different. It's different. It's totally different. White elephant is when you have a group of people, all the gifts are in a bag. Somebody pulls out you go in an order, you pick an order. Somebody goes first. They could hold the gift or somebody could steal it. But once you steal the gift, you can't steal again and you're stuck with it.
Oh, I thought it was a pink
like
elephant.
That. No.
White
something,
elephant.
Okay. White elephant. We could still do that. Something to talk about too. Fantasy football's done regular season. Me and Joey D playoffs in the first week, but most importantly,
terrible first game.
FP with the pain.
That couldn't have worked out any better.
The biggest loser.
I couldn't have worked out any better.
That is great. I mean, it's great. I really wanted not to say, I mean, anybody in the league would have been good for content. I would have loved to see Dickie Gass do it too, because Dickie Gass can be.
Yeah.
But content wise, I mean, Perez doing it is great. He's going to have to do the pancake challenge 24 hours. And then the group chat popped off in regards to Cutsy kind of taking a shot at DJ Lodato.
Oh, that was ridiculous. I never took a shot at him, man.
Well, but that's the way it played out in the group chat.
It wasn't a shot, man. It was a joke.
I want to give you the stage, D, but it did. They popped off because what did Joe pretty much said that with the only subs? It's not like
DJ Tiesto.
Oh, Bob, I mean, Bob, the real story is, I mean, I'll tell you the real story.
Here's give people the background.
Here's the real story, and then I'm going to let Joe just go off. I'm going to let Joe go off. I'm not going to say a word. In fact, I'm going to mute my microphone after I tell the real story. Real story is last week's episode, Bob says, Mikey, why don't you tell him about the Only Subs meetup? I didn't know he was going to do that. That's hand to God on my kids. I didn't know he was going to do that. So I started saying about, you know, we're going to have January 11th, NFL Wildcard Saturday, Lunawood Fire Tavern, official sponsor, Billy the Dumb Show. We're going to have live DJs. And Joe instantly in the corner, I see him laughing hysterically. He's rolling his eyes. And then he makes the comment, you would think Tiesto is coming to go and DJ this thing. And then that was it. Now, Joe, that's it. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm leaving it right there. I'm done.
So when you, but I will say, when you said that there would be DJs, Lodato is your buddy, part of the Audi
and
Club,
Coogs and
and
Coogs. They both,
Coogs.
now these guys, like, listen, they're not Tiësto. However, these guys have opened at big places in New Jersey that are big. You know, if you've ever
Yeah.
heard of the club called, there used to be the place Joey Harrison Surf Club, which was down the shore. It was a
Yeah.
very, very big spot. Coogs is open for very big DJs now. Eric Murillo, he's open for. He's open for, so they're not Johnny come latelys. They took it offensively. That's it. I'm done, Joey.
Right. They took offense to it. Mike, you can turn them. I like getting your reaction. You can
All
turn,
right,
but
bud.
Joey,
I
I
don't
do
want to
want to
cut
give you
you
the
off.
floor.
I don't want to
Because
say nothing.
he might want to go hand up. He might want to go hand up.
Listen,
Not gonna happen.
I like Lodato and Coogs. I've always liked them. I think they're a stand-up people. I don't like them because they DJ. I like them because they're good guys. So when I said that about the DJ, it was just funny. It was more a shot at you than a shot
100.
at
Well,
them.
that I know. That believe me, Joe. That I know. That I know. That was clip that bone. Clip that. That's great. That is
It
that. I
wasn't
know that.
a shot at them. Maybe they took an inadvertent ricochet, if that's the case. If
Little
they took it
shrapnel.
like that, I'm not here to downplay them as a fucking mixer. Maybe they are great. It was more a shot of like Mikey like perking up within a moment's notice. And it's like he's an infomercial guy. Bob, you ever watch the guy who did like with the people, the thing where there's yeah, oh, there it is. Bob, you ever watch the guy where there's like the sealant, there's like a crack in the window and he takes
Oh
that sealant,
yeah, Bobby
presses it. That's
May,
what Mikey's like when he perks up when he's
you're
trying to promote. Like, geez, that's a scary sight there, Mikey. But no, that was more of a shot at Mikey. It wasn't a shot at them. And if they took it like that, it was fine. But then I open up, I'm on the.
they were breaking balls, dude. That's what these guys
I
do.
know.
It's
I figured
brutal.
as much. And then I got the photoshopped of the fat rat in there. I mean, it was just, it was. Bob, you have the photo?
Can I read that one text, Bob? Because that
Go
text
for
is
it. Yeah, you
really.
can.
Let
Yeah,
Mikey,
you can
go
let
ahead,
it
take
read
it.
it.
Yeah, take
All
it.
right. All right.
Unbelievable,
No
man.
disrespect at all. No, with all due respect
With
and
all
no
due
disrespect.
respect.
Yeah, so obviously Coogs and Lodato, you know, I now I gotta scroll up a little bit because this was all
They
right.
were a
Here we
chat
go.
went off.
Lodato, the day the pod drops, Tuesday, 3:12 p.m. goes cuts. Hope the diet fails and you're fatter than old Saint Nick by Christmas. And fuck Tiesto. That's what he said. Coogs then doubles down and goes, cuts. I hope your belly hangs out of the bottom of your cashmere sweater on Christmas and you look like Gus Gus from Cinderella. That's what he said. Now, Gus Gus is a mouse, Joe, not a rat. So I don't know if that helps. I don't know if that helps at all.
Doesn't help. He
And
looks
by the
like a
way, that's
rat.
G Baby's favorite character from Cinderella is
No,
Gus Gus. He loves
Jesus.
Gus Gus.
Show him the character and then show him the Photoshop.
All right. You know what, Joe? You're taking it on the chin today, and I respect the shit out of that. I really do. I really do.
I've been taking on the chin my whole life.
Oh, no, that's not. Did we send it in the chat?
Oh yeah, I got it if you want it.
Yeah, well, here's the that's what Gus Gus looks like. That's
Oh
Gus
yeah.
Gus.
Yeah, it sure is.
And
Let's
then
see
of
the
course
Photoshop.
we have Cuts Cuts. Now Cuts Cuts is the version now where the hell is it? Who's got the picture? Somebody's got to have the picture, Joe. I don't have it.
Right, we'll have
We're
Bo.
gonna have to
No,
put it
I
in. I
got
don't
the
want to delay the
picture
show.
here.
I don't want to delay the
I
show.
got the
Yeah.
picture here. Audi Club. It's in here. Let me. But it was just a barrage of messages that just. Oh,
It
wait.
was,
Yeah,
and
it was.
I was definitely stirring the pot a bit in there too. I mean,
Maybe
I
they deleted it. Oh no,
yeah.
it's here. I
I
think
don't
it's
see
here.
it.
All right, let's keep it moving,
Yep,
fellas.
yep, yep, yep.
This ain't fair to the listeners.
No, it's not.
All right, yeah. I mean, but look, we did make it through, and Cutsy's got his hand up. Go ahead, Cutsy.
I just gotta say, by the way, there's a lot of fucking haters in these comments about me doing the Swole Cuts thing, and the under is gonna be 1 week till I, you know, listen, whatever happened in life, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all.
It's a great
Whatever
question, Bob.
happened to that saying?
I don't
Think
know.
it's very
Because
commendable.
everybody and their mother's got to come out and just throw shade. Now, I will say on the flip side, on the Instagram, there have been a lot of support and encouragement. There it is. Oh, my sweet heavens. Just did not need that whatsoever, bro. But you know what? Listen, I have no ill
Joe, but
will in
you're
my
doing
heart
the
to
thing
those
the
two
right way.
guys.
You gotta block the haters out and just keep trucking
I
forward.
bet you
That's all.
know.
That's
See,
all.
that's by the way, a lot of these haters are the voices who are coming at my throat here, Mikey.
How in the world is Joe? You're the only guy I know that could, you want to flip this on me somehow. On me.
I'm not flipping it on you. I'm just saying.
Why are you blaming my people? Why are you blaming my people?
Because you're like the conductor. You could get them in line.
Joe, I don't, do I make announcements, go rip Joe for working out? No. I said on the show many times, I want to help you. I want to do anything. We're doing accountability check-ins, are we not?
There was a clip that went out where you called me a jerk off. And of course, the hate.
That was after the make
the voices are good. I know. And the voices are going to come in hordes. Well, and I mean, that's, you know, 1+1 normally equals 2.
The best line of this pod today when Joe goes, no, I wasn't taking, I was taking anything. I'm taking a shot at Mike. That was the best line. That was the best line of the whole pod.
But that's what we do on this pod. You got to, you know,
that's
you got to
break balls and get that's 100%. That is 100% right.
He came at the voiceless like Mike, he was rallying them to go.
Well, you never know, Bob.
Back.
You never know.
That was crazy.
I'm joking, by the way, right now. I'm joking.
Yes.
That was unbelievable. All right. Well, here, I do want to take the time to let you folks know, moving right along here, ladies and gentlemen, to the buy or sell segment of the show here. Joey D, you want to lead us off for buy or sell?
I'm still uncertain of what I'm going to do. If you want to start with Mikey.
I'll go. I'm selling something, and man, oh, man, does it need to go. This whole drone thing going on in New Jersey, man. I'm selling these drones. Dude, listen, there was like 6 outside my house the other night. You could see. I'm selling the drones. Everyone is, I mean, neighborhood Ring. If you have Ring camera and you have like that neighborhood alert system where you just get all these random people commenting on what's going on in the neighborhood, it has been nonstop. Oh my God, another drone. Oh my God, there's a drone. Oh my God, I'm so scared. What's going on? The drones are flying. I saw 6. I saw 7. I saw 30. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to say that I know for a fact or have any idea what's going on, but I'm going to tell you this. If you wake up in the morning and you're okay, just who gives a shit? Who cares? Because I think if anything, there are drones. I think there are drones, and I think the government is doing whatever they're doing, testing systems, doing whatever they're doing, because there is no way at this point that if they were some kind of unknown or foreign entity controlled by them, that they would be shot out of the sky or scooped out of the sky. Something would be happening. I think they're ours. They're testing our own systems, and they're not going to tell anybody that they're doing that because perhaps they want to use these for covert or secret missions abroad. Why the hell would they tell us? I'm over the drones, man. I'm so sick of drones in general. I know FP is a big drone guy, so I don't want to step on the drone toes. But you know what?
The drone community is very, very
fuck drones.
It's like the
they're very yeah. You got to be whoa.
Yeah, I'm a football guy. Fuck drones.
Whoa!
You know what I mean, man? I'm taking a stand now.
I'm over drones. That's a community you don't want to ruffle feathers.
I know. They're a
big. You might have a big old drone over your house tomorrow.
I might.
The barbecue.
Hey, listen.
Community.
If it gets too close, Joe. Okay. Don't get too close.
Do you carry, Michael?
I mean, I don't carry. I mean, but you know, we're armed in this house. We're armed.
Whoa!
If you come here, you best not miss.
So you,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
I got the security cameras, the security system. You know,
that place
I mean,
like
listen,
Fort Knox.
I got kids, bro.
You walk in that house, Mikey will just be waiting there in the living room. That's
Mikey would be the
rob.
When G Baby grows up and has her first boyfriend come over to the house. Bro. Michael's gonna be sitting on the fucking on the lazy boy with the newspaper, just gonna drop the paper, look straight in this poor
what
young
is
man's
that?
Eyes.
What is that?
That's a rod.
It's a camera tripod.
I was like, whoa.
It's a cattle prod, Bob.
It's a camera tripod.
But
I think you could do some damage with this thing.
Oh shit.
So yeah, no. Honestly, the drones, it's getting so ridiculous, man. Like, and everyone's just freaking out, and I'm over it. I'm selling drone gate. I'm done with the fucking drones.
I've seen the stories, I just haven't looked much into it.
It's crazy.
What are people worried that it is? Just the government?
Here's what they're worried about. They're worried that it's a change to
China.
China. Did you see the tweet he put out? Now, I don't know if this was real or not, but I think he put out a tweet yesterday that said, when I get into office, if the drones aren't still identified, we're going to shoot them down. Shoot down the drones.
We'll shoot them from the sky.
We're going to shoot them down. And listen, people, I think, are worried because, you know, anything that goes like people are so used to their everyday lives not being altered in any kind of way. Now they walk outside, they look up and they see these fucking lights and these things flying around, and they're just, they're in full blown, people just panic. Like people, that's the scary part, is like, if something really big goes down, man, the amount of panic and like, just these people are not prepared. So I think they're most anxious because the government is giving no answers. The FBI says they have no idea. The state of New Jersey is saying we want answers, but the FBI and the government, the federal government's not giving us answers. But then they're saying there's no threat at all. It's not a threat situation. So like, if they're saying it's not a threat situation, you still see them in the sky. Like, to me, it's just like, common sense to me would be like, if it was a threat, we certainly have the capabilities to wipe them out of the sky. Like, that wouldn't be a difficult ask. So, but again, I'm just saying, don't get too low near my crib, dog.
There's been a lot of news coverage lately. There's a lot. You got the drones. You got the murderer from the CEO. Yeah, the CEO case. Of the.
By the way, how about that guy? How about that Luigi?
But Mangione, how about what's wild is that?
That's insane, man.
First off, the people that are praising this guy.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that is some of the sickest.
You can't condone cold-blooded murder in any shape or form.
A lot of people need better help, Bob. A lot of people need better. We have a mentally sick society.
Way,
when we're celebrating people assassinating people, we have a fucking problem.
And by the way, the other guy who got assassinated was still a scumbag, but no one deserves to die ever.
Executed like that. I mean, listen, there's.
You didn't have the courtesy to do it to his face. He did.
You
want to
talk about like global terrorists? Okay, we want to talk. That's fine, but I mean, like, yeah, he's a cutthroat scumbag business guy. Say what you want about him, but to celebrate anyone getting executed is mentally ill. It's mentally ill.
Honestly, seeing that, and you know, sometimes it's just one or a few people. To see the amount of people that are praising this guy really makes me concerned for society. Like,
girls saying how hot he was. I mean, listen, he was a good looking guy. I mean, it's, I will say that, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you not seen all the memes?
There's
memes everywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All I've seen is the memes that make fun of the fact that he was Italian. That's all I've seen.
What, like, by the way, why do we always get?
We always listen. We are not. We are one of the. There's two unprotected classes left in this country, Joe. It's Italian Americans and really tall people. And I fall
it's
into
unbelievable.
Both categories.
If that's any other race, you're ostracized. For
that's
doing
right.
That.
You're canceled.
But apparently, canceled. Italians are a free for all. Still,
right? They did. Oh. Bro, I did see a funny one though. You remember in Inglourious Bastards when Brad Pitt's in the theater, he does the Dominic.
Oh, man.
They did that and they go, Luigi Mangione. They go, oh my God, bro. That was funny. But aside, there's nothing funny about it. And the fact that it gets like glorified.
I don't understand.
Bro, it's mentally ill. It's mentally ill.
A lot of these people, I feel like they don't come from like, they don't have good upbringings or anything like that. It seems
Ivy Leaguer.
They had a ton of money, went to an Ivy League school. It's different than most things. So you have that. And then something that's not getting enough, I thought would get even more attention. It's got a lot of attention, but I think even more is I'm fascinated with the whole P. Diddy thing of all the shit that's
now
Jay-Z
apparently is in that mix now.
We're gonna lose all the greats.
But that's a whole nother thing too of now Jay-Z coming in the mix. And a lot of people, I don't know if this has anything to do with it. You know, LeBron said the whole Diddy party thing. Now he just took a leave and nobody knows why he took a leave, which is a little strange. Who knows what that is?
He took a leave, LeBron?
Yeah.
I'm not up
personal
on that.
Reasons or something.
Yeah, he just like left without any, I mean, I'm not saying that's
affiliated. No, but it's
but
weird. It is a little weird.
It is a little weird.
But wasn't there like hundreds of people at those parties? Like, I mean, just
yeah, well, what about
were...
Ellen DeGeneres? She was at all of them. She was like P. Diddy's boy. And now all of a sudden she moves to fucking England because Trump's going to be the president. Is that the reason?
Is that what happened?
Look,
what
I'm
did,
not.
What did she cast away for like
she
a while
just
ago?
Moved. I think she moved to England. I don't want to stamp the fact England, but she 100% moved out.
No, but
of the
I'm saying, wasn't there a thing that came out like not too long ago where she was terrible to her employees?
This is when
she's
I was
not a
out
good person.
When I found out that she's that horrific. I mean,
I
there
don't
are
know anything
stories.
About that, Bob.
Oh, my.
Oh, there's a whole thing about it. She got canceled.
For just being a ruthless person to work for.
I used to love watching her, too.
Me, too. I was a big Ellen guy. How
really?
Could you not?
She showed a funny show. She was great as Dory, too. I thought she did a great job.
What show was that? Oh, in
Finding
Nemo.
Cartoon,
she was Dory? Yeah, that's a good movie.
It's a great movie, really. It's really good.
But I'm interested. The Diddy thing fascinates me, but... Jay-Z now, because people were calling out Jay-Z prior.
Do you see what he's doing though, Bob? His lawyer is going back at them because the same attorney that's making the accusations is the same attorney that grouped together all those women. Busby, the attorney out of Texas, who took all the women who made the complaints against Deshaun Watson. It's the same attorney.
No
that's
shit.
That's putting the civil rape charges against Jay-Z.
See, yeah, that,
so Jay-Z's attorney's like, this guy is the same guy. He just want, these people just want money and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know, man. There's
normally
a lot
you fight fire with fire.
There's too many, like, you know, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck scenarios to me with all these people that were at these parties, in my opinion. But
there are people probably in the 80s and 90s who were doing even shit crazier that just got swept under the rug. The problem is now everything is aired, everything is open, and so it's a different time. It doesn't condone it, it makes it worse, but
yeah,
it's just like there could be a whole cast of characters involved in this that we don't even know.
I agree. Also, too, you know, there's also people that'll get in trouble that were there that might not have partook, but even just didn't do anything about
it. Which
is
a problem.
Which is a huge problem as well, that didn't, you know, say anything, do anything. And you hear these different people tell these stories. I just heard a story from Diddy's bodyguard. They tell these stories so vividly that it's hard to believe that they're just
made up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but then with like the lawyers and the defense lawyers, some of them, like the guy who's got this Luigi, he's got this defense attorney who's trying to sit there and say that there's no evidence against him. It's like, this guy's, you know that it's good for this guy's
on camera.
Yeah, for business. This
I mean,
is
he
good
had a manifesto.
Correct. But he sits up there and it helps him to take the case, because even if he loses,
yes,
he's
right.
Now a name.
Yep.
That's tied in with this big case, and he goes up there and he's clearly lying through his teeth. It's very bizarre. What everything.
And the buck stops once again, ladies and gentlemen, with selling drones. Drones is the issue,
right.
The overall
yeah.
issue here.
Yeah, we got carried away.
So,
yeah,
but it is the drones. It's
and
the
I'll tell you another thing: The Sopranos better pick up, because I only got so many episodes left.
By the way, Bob, you know Nicole just started watching Sopranos too. And she's almost already through the first season.
What does she think?
She thinks it's great. But I'm watching it with her certain episodes. So, Bob, if you have questions.
I ain't asking you. The way you just spoiled that guy.
I thought he said he was done with, he just finished the college one.
Right.
So that would have been that episode. So it was a misunderstanding. As always, I'm misunderstood. And, you know,
100%.
Joseph, would you take away the buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm gonna take this down a notch and kind of like, you know, it was very, very serious shit. We're gonna make this a little happier here. I'm gonna buy holiday music. I feel like Christmas is the greatest of all holidays, without doubt. But the compilation of over the last 20 to 40, 50 years of holiday music, whether you call it Christmas songs or holiday songs, they're so great now. And that you go on Spotify or Apple and they have this compilation like a Christmas list. It's just feel good music, man. I've been playing it a lot lately, and you got, you know, Sinatra, you got Michael Bublé, you got the Rosettes, the Ronettes.
Yep.
Just some real great tunes, to the point where like it's almost a shame that you can only listen to it during a select portion of the year, because some of these songs are just unbelievable. So I'm buying holiday music. I think it gets you in the mood. It's an uplifter. It makes you feel happy, warm, fuzzy, whatever you want to say. I'm all about it. We've had the holiday tunes blaring here at the DeMar household, and I don't see it stopping until February.
I want to see I want to see just what Mariah Carey makes like when holiday season hits.
Oh, she's licking her chops.
And you know
dude.
What? I think I think I could name 10 or 15 holiday songs, Christmas songs that I like so much more than that song, man.
We did a top 5 holiday songs, and it was a great little top 5 that we did. We might need to run that back with the snake draft.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
I'd love to see it just like spike, like what they make Bublé her. Oh. I mean, Mariah Carey's though. Those songs are bangers though, Mikey. Like I get it, but does she, it hits.
Yeah, Bob, you know that song, that Last Christmas? That's a great
song.
One,
oh, great
Wham!
Song.
Wham.
Yeah,
yeah, really good.
But tremendous. That's not, I've been playing that on Instagram all the time. That's
I said that because I know
this
that's
is
one
this
of
is yeah. like I could listen to like Rat Pack Christmas, Sinatra, Dean Martin. I could listen
Bing
to
Crosby.
I could listen to that on loop like for the
it's
whole
unreal.
Like it's just it's good. It takes you back. It takes you back to a different time.
Nostalgia, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse, I will say though. There's nothing worse. The day after Christmas is one of the worst days of all time.
Oh, right. It's my mom's birthday. It's a great day.
Is it really? Well, shout out Mama D. But it is just in the sense of you have this long build up, this long high for so long, and then it's just boom, it's over. See, then you got New Year's, but
you know what they do in Canada, Bob?
This should be good.
Boxing Day.
Yes, sir. So our Black Friday is called Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas, Bob. So you go out, they have all the stuff from the whole year. They go on blowout sale and they just sell it all out. So you go from the post-Christmas, you go out and you go on a, because anybody who doesn't get you Christmas gifts will give you money. So you go out and you go on a barrage. It's really tremendous. It's a lot of fun.
Real perfect time.
Yeah. But is it like nuts? Like here, like you can't go to a mall on Black Friday. Like you deserve to be institutionalized.
It's crazy, but it's
insane.
It's a lot of, I'm just saying like they're giving shit away for like 70% off. Like, so that's to me the thing that you started off with. Now, I'll tell you something else that you could start off with.
Very nice, Joseph. Very, very nice, Joseph. Yeah, we did get dark there for a second. Not often do we just talk news. We were just talking news. There's a lot of good shit. A lot of interesting stuff going on.
The world's a bit of a mess, man.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know what? What better way to clear your head of all the nonsense than by listening to the Brilliant Dumb Show?
Yeah. That's what we're here to provide you. I would call this show a worthy distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I would summarize the show, a worthy distraction.
Instead of watching the news, Lodato and Cougs came right at me after listening to the Brilliant Dumb Show.
There you go. Yeah.
It just serves as an alternative distractor. That's what it does for many people.
Something that I'm very proud of, we take a lot of pride in, that I think is really great because there's so many shows that do this. We have not missed an episode the entire year.
Have we not one this year?
I don't think we have missed one episode.
That's been very rare.
But also, too, because I remember the last time that we not missed, last Christmas, we dropped an episode a day after Tuesday. So we dropped Wednesday instead of Tuesday, which wasn't even a miss. I guess you could call it a miss for that day.
People lost their minds.
Yeah, which is great. To be honest, when they do that, it makes me, it sucks. But at the same time, it's like, all right, they care this much, and you have so many shows that don't do a podcast this week or whatnot. Not us. Let's pat ourselves in the back. Let's give a warm round of applause for
ourselves. We're committed here, and you know what? We might not do it on Mondays like people want, but we still get those episodes out.
But I'm going to tell you, you get better energy off the weekend.
100%.
You just get better. You get better energy, man. On those Monday nights, I'm so fucking shot by the time.
Oh, I know.
I'm a fucking disaster.
If you compare our night episodes to morning episodes, you would really see.
Some would say it's night and day, Bob.
There you go. I'm going a buy. So a sell, a buy, and a buy. Joe knows I've been all over this. Barstool Survivor has been, oh my God, it's so funny. It's so good. I would only dream that we could do, if we could do like a Survivor or something with all of us with this crew, it would be one of the fun. Because Survivor is such a great game when you think about it. Like, it's all politicking. You got to politic the living shit out of everybody. It's just lying and politicking. man, dude.
I might be good at that game.
Oh, 100. I was going to say, but I didn't want to insult you. But yeah, I think you.
I'd be a little cutthroat, I think.
You kind of got to be, for sure. And then, you have some people that they get mad when they realize that they were voted out. The way that Barstool's done it, tip of the cap to them, it's so well done. It's like you're watching a real show. I look forward to it. Unlike anything, they drop like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm all in on it. I think it's hysterical.
Imagine casting out the jet. he would fucking kill you, dude.
I wouldn't trust him not one fucking bit, dude. I wouldn't. I could see Kotze too, like going over to Mikey V, be like, Mikey, like, let's do something.
I would try to create a pact.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
I would create multiple packs with different people so that they think that they're in on the same thing. And then, you know, when the time served right, you gotta cut ship with some of these packs.
And then one more thing that people wanted to hear us talk about that we haven't spoken about, Mikey, that people were wanted about. We haven't spoken about Juan Soto.
Oh. Yeah, people were wanting to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, look, did I want Juan Soto? Yeah. I mean, you're crazy not to want him from a baseball perspective. But, I mean, in all reality, the Mets gave this guy, with all the incentives, in addition to the money, the salary, the base salary per year, all the incentives, they gave this guy almost $1 billion. Like, that's what it equates to, basically. That was never going to happen. Yankees were never going to do that. Steve Cohen worth 20 times more than the Steinbrenner family's worth. Now the Yankees, the door's open for them. They could, you know, sign four really good players. They're not going to sign the greatest player, but they could get four really good players. They got two already. They got the closer from Milwaukee yesterday. They got the pitcher from Atlanta, Max Fried, who I think is going to be tremendous for them. And they still got room. You know, Santander, maybe they're the favorite to land him. So we'll see. We'll see. But
I don't know.
Juan Soto was always going to go, Bob, where the money went.
To be honest, though, you still would have thought – I really thought for sure after the run that they had that it's so likely that the player stays where he is. It felt cold. Man. Yeah. It was
fucking... Well, technically he is staying in New York. I mean,
all business from Juan Soto. And Scott Boras.
It's crazy. But also too, I would have thought that Boras would have like prepped him for the interview that he was about to have when he got introduced as a Met.
Yeah.
It's almost like he was, granted, his English isn't great, but he was like shocked. He was a deer in headlights at some of the questions that they were asking about the Yankees. I would have thought they would have kind of prepped him of what to say. I wish them all nothing but the best. And he said it a little bit, but even like he said, I haven't spoken to them. Like, so I don't think it was.
The thing about him not speaking to them, allegedly, they said that he changed his phone number because his phone was getting blown up nonstop when he hit free agency, so he changed his phone number. That's the story as to why they're saying he didn't talk to any of the Yankees, and then when he got signed finally, he reached back out to everybody. That's what they're trying to say, but to me it felt stone cold, dog. Like you said, Bob, I just felt like it was like whoever's gonna give me the best money. And what the Mets gave his family,
they didn't get him the package, suite, man. The Yankees didn't give
him
the suite.
A luxury box for every single game. They gave him four seats behind home plate, every regular season game, every postseason game, travel security for his family, travel money to set his family up to go to spring training, all the away games. That in and of itself, paying those people to do that. This is $1 billion deal almost, probably. When it's all said and done, it's close to $1 billion.
I was so upset at it at first. I really was. I mean, it's like, obviously you want the guy back. But then when you see them start to make the moves and you really do think, as good as he is, if you can get a pitcher like Fried that they already did, and now they go out and if they get two more good players, it's hard to imagine that one guy would make it better than having a starter, which you can't control how a guy is going to pitch. A guy could give up five earned runs. Like, to have that and then two, maybe three solid guys in the lineup, I was upset at first. Now, in a way, I really do believe that it's for the better.
What's your dad think?
Same thing. It sucked, but
I was going to say he probably was for it in the end.
Yeah, when you think about it, so it's one thing to say it, you know, it's not the worst thing to get, and then it happened and sucks, but I don't think it's I really think, honestly, it's the better thing overall, as much as it sucks. I really do.
I mean, I would like, if they could get a combination of some of these, Santander, Bregman, and Teoscar Hernandez.
Bregman's on the table?
Yeah,
I would love him.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
So I mean,
really
if they could
good.
Get like two out of those three guys, I mean, I'm going to say that they got now with the closure they got from Milwaukee, setup guy for Luke Weaver. I mean, and now you got Fried as the number two, stone cold number two, and you could have Rodon in that three spot, a little pressure off him, and you still got your ace. Garrett Cole's still an ace. He pitched his balls off in the postseason. Should have won game five. We're not going to get into that. They'll be all right. Like, they'll be all right.
If you
wanted Kyle Tucker, good for the Cubs getting Kyle Tucker. That's who I wanted. But we're still right there.
if you get Soto, you're bringing back the exact same team that couldn't
That's
get it
correct.
done. And
That's
especially
correct.
the Dodgers are even better than they were last
No
year.
one's being the Dodgers. By the way, I feel like baseball's not being played for a full year now. There's like the wait before baseball starts
Dude,
is so long.
Baseball, I feel like, see, I'm the opposite because I feel like once the Super Bowl's over, you got 3 weeks. And then pitchers and catchers are reporting the same time. And then end of March, you're right there. The last weekend of March is opening day. Yeah, you're right there.
It feels like a ways away.
No, because when you have pitchers and catchers report, I feel like so early. More so, I feel like football's that long.
Yeah, football's the worst.
That's like the long winter, man. That's like the long drought.
It's going to be so insane now to watch college for like a full month of meaningful games now. Not these bullshit bowl games, which you're going to get on top of that.
This is going to be fun. You're right about
that. But this is going to be a lot of fun, man, because starting next weekend, you're going to get 4 rounds of college football.
Fun ride.
Awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Last thing I will say about Soto too, as good as he is, he's going to end up being the DH. He's not a great fielder. It's not like he steals a bunch of bags as good as he is. I actually don't think it is the worst thing. Still tough. Felt very, very cold. All right, fellas, let's get down to business here. Top fives. Mikey V takes home the top five last
week.
Wow,
he's on a bit of a roll now.
Yeah.
That's Mike, two out of the last
three. I wouldn't call it a roll, but
we're competing. 4 months.
We're competing. We're competing.
Mark, somebody
we're
has competing. To do it in the comments. I think they're right to do it. They just wanted to – just a quick recap. What was your top five that won? Can you rattle it off? Do you know your top five?
It was
that
the top
one?
Five game day snacks.
I have the top well, yeah, five. I write everything down.
You still have it down there. Top five game day snacks, and just tell the folks what is that one?
Wings, sub sandwiches, buffalo chicken dip, chips, and potato skins.
Yeah, we took a lot of heat for letting Cutsy do Chinese food from the community.
Nah. Yeah, as expected.
They don't have a backbone.
No one else was taking Chinese. By the way, I will say this, Mikey. For someone who didn't care about the top five, you sure as hell told people to go vote this week. It was plastered. I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
Joe, what? Because I reshared the Brilliantly Dumb story and I said voting time? That's
I'm just saying that.
Do you not share the vote every week?
I couldn't imagine a world with that. No, but it's...
Oh, that was a little funny comment there. That was a funny comment.
I'm just saying that it's, you know, there was...
My man got a lot of likes.
That's not... I mean, this is what I'm saying is that we had a discussion, Bob, in the past.
Bob,
about,
am I wrong?
About going out and putting your top five out there, trying to like push people to vote it. I don't know, Bob. You're the one objective person here.
He
like
is?
Outside. I'm saying, I'm wondering his thoughts on that. Did we not say we're not doing that moving forward? I'm not.
I've seen many comments from you guys in the top five food posts. Okay.
I don't say I don't imagine a world where wings.
That was a funny little comment. I said, imagine if you would, a game day without wings, chips, and sandwiches. That's what I said.
What a Cutsy. What a Cutsy respond?
Oh, something real fucking snide and nasty.
Snide.
This is coming from a guy who doesn't care.
Read it in his voice. Yeah, read it in his voice.
This is coming from a guy who doesn't care about his top five results, though. Double laughing face.
it's shocking because I remember when you were in the
here we go,
when you were in the Sahara Desert drought of winning a top five, you told us you didn't care about them at all.
You know what's
and I'm just saying, I think you do.
You guys are both getting your gifts already today. I just got the email that they're out for delivery. That's
I
insane.
Feel really upset
I ordered
about
them
yes- this.
I ordered
the
them
way.
Yesterday. No rush shipping. I ordered it yesterday.
I feel
no
really upset
shipping.
About this. I look like insane. The Grinch now because I haven't gotten a Christmas gift for either.
Yeah, well.
Because I thought we were doing a Secret Santa.
Pick up the fucking slack a little bit.
Well, wow. I thought...
No, I'm
I
just,
thought we
I'm
were doing
just,
a. We talked about doing a Secret Santa last week.
We did, Joe, and I totally forgot about that. You're
see, Mikey,
and
I thought we were going to do it this
up.
Week.
Still could. We still could. But Mikey, I communicated through Holly. I didn't want you to know that I got you a gift. I wanted you to wake up on Christmas and be surprised that you had a gift for me. But then once you told me that you got me a gift, I don't want you to think that I was just getting you a gift.
What kind
you
of
got
gifts we
gift.
Talking
no,
about?
No, but I know you weren't because she told me that you were getting. She told me that you had reached out. She didn't discuss what was discussed, but she told me that you reached out.
Holly spilled the beans?
No. Not that. Like what you were. Not what you were getting me. Just the fact that you had reached out.
That's oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
want you to wake up on Christmas Day and see it. But then once you said that, I don't want you to think that
no,
I was just
I, well, if you get your stuff in the mail today, just open it. Just open it. Yeah,
right,
no need
we're
to wait.
Be in Tampa, so it might wait till Monday or Sunday.
If you're getting it today, Joe.
I know, but we're not going to be here today, Mikey. We're going to Tampa.
When?
Today.
Oh, today.
That's what I'm saying. Today is a new day. Now, what is, I gotta ask, what are we talking about? Like, what kind of, like, is there a price limit on here? It's like,
oh, no. I spared no expense like John Hammond, bro. I'm just telling you, you're going to see that.
Bob has no idea what that's from, but that's a great quote, Mikey.
Spared no expense.
Mr. Jurassic Park himself.
Jurassic Park.
So with the way that we're doing that, we just randomly pick somebody, or are we just now just sending each other gifts? Let's just send each other gifts. Just
send each other gifts. Make it easy. Next year we'll do
secrets. Now I got my work cut out here. Now I got to find something. I'm going to Tampa today. Time is limited here.
Long drive, 3 hours, 20 minutes to Tampa.
Oof. But you guys are driving together?
Yeah,
me, Bob, and Jet.
When you get Jet to drive, man, it goes like this.
Jet just got a car. I don't think he can
drive. He got a RAV4.
He can't swim. He can't swim and he can't drive.
What is he, 12? He can't swim and he can't drive.
He can't swim, can't drive, Bob.
He's got his license.
Can't drive.
I don't think I've ever seen him drive.
No. He doesn't drive normally.
You ever drive with him, Joe?
No.
Is it bad, Bob?
It's the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. Wow. All right.
What, is he swerving? Is he just uncontrolled?
He's frantic. He's ill at one red light and just be like,
does he get road rage?
He'll be like, I'll never hit a green light again. Like, I'll never. It's just always going to be red. Yeah, he's... it's chaos. Fellas, let's go into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five billionaires. Now, I think we really need no rhyme or reason for the billionaires.
This is
like,
absurd.
It is.
All right. Now, by the way, I want to establish this right off the bat. Any billionaire in any capacity, dead, alive, fictional, non-fictional, fine.
Oh, we could do fictional?
Well, no, you can't.
I think that would make it fun, Bob.
Because if it's fictional, I do like the Monopoly guy if I could. That'd be really good.
The Monopoly guy is not even a real. Like, I'm talking about like a character. A character. Oh,
that is a character.
I think it would be fun, Bob, if we do the
fictional. Like Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck would be a great one. Scrooge McDuck would be a great
one. Bob's not prepared for fictional, so I don't know.
Listen, that's what would make it fun. I think it would make it fun. We don't have to.
Yeah, he's got a point. I'm fucked now, but he's right. I mean,
I think we should allow it.
The committee. That's 2-1.
Yeah.
I honestly think we should allow it, to be honest.
I'm throwing in two fictional billionaires into my list here. All right,
good. This makes it more fun.
Mikey came in first. I came in second. Joey V third. So Mikey V, what would you like to take? What spot?
I'm gonna go third today. I'm gonna go third.
Okay, I'll take the one.
I'll go second.
Joe in the sandwich spot. All right, go ahead, Bob.
All right, yeah, give me Elon Musk at one.
Elon Musk. Okay.
Good one, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
I am gonna go now that we can do fictional.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Everything.
It opens the door, man.
I'm going with Mr. Bruce Wayne, yeah, aka Batman.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
You like
man.
You like that pick, D?
I love.
Oh,
I
sure. I mean, it's a good pick, Bob.
Yeah, give me. I'm gonna go back to back. Give me Michael Jordan, and then on the way back, I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take John Hammond. I'm going to take John Hammond from Jurassic Park. So I will go fictional, non-fictional. Give me MJ and then John Hammond.
I'm going to go Donald Trump.
That's another good one, Joseph.
D-Man's going to go Trump. give me
Trump and Bruce Wayne. Graphic is going to be tremendous for that. Bob, you got back to back.
Yeah, give me Tiger Woods.
Great one.
That's
and give
one.
Me Jeff Bezos.
Joseph?
Good one. I'm going to go another fictional one now that we could do. I just think it's so fun.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go Tony Stark.
Yeah, great. I had
great
him.
Man. Great one, Joe.
I had him.
Great one.
Those are the two. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
No, those were when I needed to throw in two. I threw in the Iron Man and Bruce Wayne.
Give me Richie Rich.
Oh, that's a good one, Mikey.
I'm going to take Richie Rich. And then mark me down for... Whew, man, now we're getting... Give me Jay Gatsby. The Great Gatsby.
That's a good one.
Fuck, man. That's strong.
Yeah, that's really good.
The fictional changes everything.
It just really changes it all,
fun,
man. Bob.
Makes it fun. Joe, back to you.
The fictional.
He wants
so
to do
fun.
Scrooge McDuck so bad. Just
no,
it.
I got a better one.
Okay, go ahead. Fire.
Montgomery Burns.
Oh yeah, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Who the fuck is that?
From The Simpsons.
Bob. Come on, Bob.
One of the best billionaires characters of all
time. Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Smithers.
Oh, I didn't know he was a billionaire.
Smithers.
Oh yeah, Smithers. He's a billionaire.
Smithers.
I got just a cast of characters.
Yeah,
in my
you
man.
Got some good ones there, Joe. Some real good. Joe has one real guy, but some would say he's fictional. Is Trump? That's the only guy. That's the only real billionaire he has, and people would argue he's fictional. There you go.
Man,
you're
I'm
back
just going,
to back again, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm just going right down the pipe. Give me Zuckerberg and Warren Buffett.
There's two here that there's one that I think could win me this thing.
You're up, so
I know, but I just she's one of those people. She's beloved by almost everyone, but there's a
whole fucking what's her name, bro? The singer. Is that who you're gonna
thinking
say?
About? I'm thinking about it. I'm not gonna do it. I did think Taylor Swift. I thought about it. I'm not gonna do it.
Are you a Swiftie, Cuts?
She's got some good songs. It's a bit much for me.
But would you characterize yourself as a Swiftie?
No, okay. I'm not like all in, but I do respect the grind. The fact that she just did a 20-month tour.
No,
I respect it.
I'm where Joe is. I respect her. I'm not a Swiftie, but I respect her.
Okay.
Good songwriter.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Steve Ballmer as my last.
He's the man. Yo, I want to see that Clipper Arena bad.
Apparently, you should hit Frankenheimer. He's got season tickets.
Yeah.
And he says it's unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you what, D-Man, he ain't having you back the game.
He said he's going to try to get me in there, but they don't play while I'm home.
After that last Clipper game.
Oh, give me a break, dude.
There ain't no way.
He's going to have me back. He said he wanted
is that when you told the 70-year-old man to fuck himself or not?
I didn't say that. I wasn't even, the guy turned around and lipped me off. And I was just having fun.
Yeah, he's lipping me off. That's right. I forgot all
that. Yeah, it was ridiculous,
amazing.
Man.
He sticks with that after all these years. It's so good. It's so good.
It just wasn't necessary, dude. I wasn't his family.
Mikey B, you got your final two.
Yeah, no, final one, Bob. I'm down.
Final one.
Man, it's a toss-up between these two dudes, bro.
Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen's on the board.
I know Steve Cohen is on the board. And if you're a Mets fan, Steve Cohen's one of the most awesome billionaires ever because he just spends money. I'm going to go with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is a billionaire, and I'm going to take him as my final.
I thought Mark Cuban would have gotten taken because he's great, too.
Yeah, Mark Cuban is good. He is good.
Yeah.
And Oprah Winfrey was on there, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas.
Cuban went so political, though. Cuban went far. Yeah,
did he really?
Committed. Yeah, he went far.
George Lucas is a major. If I could do it over, I would take George Lucas.
George Lucas created Star Wars. I mean, but
that's
I just
big drop by me.
Steve Ballmer just to me is so funny when you watch him at the Clippers games. Like he's just a guy. Even when Bob, you know the thing when they're all celebrating on the stage and they're dancing.
Yeah,
and he's out there.
That's
it's
but
one of my favorite clips.
I feel so bad for him. He's so passionate about the Clippers, yet they're never gonna win, dude.
So there's a couple athletes
like the Bears of the NBA.
Yeah, there's a couple athletes we missed. CR7, Messi. Roger Federer, all billionaires. Yeah. We missed.
Is Roger Federer a billionaire?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Wow.
Elon Musk.
Kim Kardashian.
Phil Knight. Phil Knight, the Nike man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big one. And then fictional Joe that I was very close, Jed Clampett.
Who's that?
The from the Beverly Hillbillies, the oil type.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that would have been good too.
Mikey V, if you could run through the list, please.
Bob's list is as advertised. There doesn't need to be an ABC. That you know this is Bob's list. Elon Musk, Tiger Woods, Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Warren Buffett. You know that's Bob's list. This is Joe's list. I mean, you know. Bruce Wayne, Donald Trump, Tony Stark, Mr. Burns, and Palmer. That is so as it gets. And then I got Michael Jordan, John Hammond, Richie Rich, Jay Gatsby, and Magic Johnson. So we will see. Oh, I think Joe's list is probably.
Once you said fictional, it just opened it up for fictional a lot of fun.
I'm glad we did the fictional.
That was fun. That was fun. You're right, too. You know that that's my list, and you know that that's Joe's list. There's 100%. No debating it.
100%.
All right, folks. That does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dump Show. Thanks for listening. As always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We will see you next week.